Today's devotional is based on 2 Samuel 7, verses 18 to 29, and it was written by Amanda Horan. In a striking plot twist, David, who intended to build a house for God in the form of a temple, learns that God intends to build him a house in the form of a dynasty. In response to God's gift and promise, David prays. His prayer is a mixture of awe-filled humility and praise, mingled with a bit of anxious insistence. Walter Brueggemann concisely characterizes David's prayer as a sequence of deference, doxology, and demand. David's language in the latter half of this prayer is indeed forceful and assured. And now, O Lord God, as for the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, confirm it forever. Do as you have promised. Perhaps we can imagine the anxious anticipation in David's voice as he dwells before the Lord in prayer. Perhaps the idea of demanding anything from God in prayer makes some of us uncomfortable. It certainly makes me uncomfortable. And yet, David says that he is emboldened to pray as he does because he trusts in God's own promise. We know from the biblical narrative about David and his descendants that their behavior does not always merit divine favor. And yet, God, through the prophet Nathan, declares the covenant promise will not be taken away. God's promise for David's house and kingdom shall be made sure forever. David brings his insistence, his urgency, and his anxious anticipation before God in prayer. Advent should be a time of anxious anticipation, not just for the delights of holiday celebrations, but for the coming of the one who descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Romans 1, 3 and 4. Perhaps in these final days of Advent, we may be inspired by David's courage to trust in the goodness of God's promise and anxiously anticipate the coming of the Son of God. Let us pray. O Lord God, as David says, you are God, your words are true, and you promise good things. Give us an eagerness for your gifts, and help us to pray and to live in the courage and boldness of your good promise. May our eagerness and urgency inspire us to worshipful prayer and action, guided by your steadfast love and presence with your people. Amen.